selection of new vehicles or Spinelli demo models. Available with zero down financing. Spinelli, the address of choice for all automotive services.
Making sure you don't miss a thing. The Aaron Ranch Show, CJAD 800.
6:07. Good evening. Wednesday evening. It's Ken in for Aaron. Well, there's a lot of preparation and learning to do while going through a pandemic. We're all learning as we go along. For example, learning what supplies to get and what safety guidelines that we need to follow and respect. But, you know, no one tells you how to learn to, how to manage your personal finances when you're going through a pandemic, especially if you've suffered some setbacks. Many people are worried about managing their money and are asking what changes they should be doing according to their situation, their personal situations, as we prepare for a possible second wave of COVID-19. Let's get some advice from an expert. Haney Malik, Wealth Management Advisor at Professionals Financial, is on the line. Haney, good evening.
Good evening. Thank you for having me.
Well, thanks for joining us. We always look forward to hearing from an expert with some sound advice, some takeaway advice for our listeners. So, you know, let's say you've been hit with some bad news during the pandemic and suffered a job loss or at least a reduction in salary. What's the best advice there? Is here in Canada, is taking advantage of the government programs as well as you can?
Yeah, well, that would be the first thing to do is look at what programs are eligible. For example, you've got a Canada Emergency Response Benefit that you can automatically apply to through the CRA. That can give you a little help here. You know, it's a $2,000 a month that you can get. It's taxable, but it can compensate for some income loss. You might have also other programs to which you can apply and, take advantage of it. And once you can get all the money you can get from the government, the second step that I would suggest to do is the foundation, the building block, will be to set up a budget. Mm-hmm. Because we hear a lot of talk about budget when everything is fine, but budget is also vital, especially with what we're living in right now, because, it's not just getting what income I have versus what expense and balance that. It's something that is dynamic. It's not static. You can go through your budget again, reevaluate it, look at what you're getting as an income, where it's, pay cuts, but you still have some salary getting in, or you're getting some government employment benefits. And after that, I would suggest for people to, understand their spending habits. And the most difficult part would be to separate the needs from the wants.
It's funny you should say that, Haney, because I think if one thing that the pandemic and the lockdown and the isolation has taught a lot of us is what we really value and what we've learned to live without.
Exactly. And this is where people realize, what the essentials are in their budget. We're talking housing, food, utilities, insurance, medication. We've seen, how people ran up to the grocery stores to buy some toilet paper in the beginning of the pandemic. So those are examples of essentials. Sometimes it was a little bit overboard, but that's something else. And after that, what you have to look at is your wants. So some things that you can do regarding the wants, for example, cut the cable cord, save some money on phone bills. You need, the extra data coverage on your cell phone. So look at what is the want in your budget and make sure to be able to get some cuts. What's new with the pandemic and what we're seeing, especially downtown Montreal, is that a lot of people are working remotely from home.
Yeah.
So that can be also something that you can look at. Do we still need two cars in the family, or one car will do, for the grocery errands and all that, and the rest, can be done from home, knowing that that might be the new normal after the pandemic. If we ever get a vaccine, I'm not sure that we're going to get back to, 100% of the time back into offices. There are some social gains that have been made with that pandemic, and they're going to stay, I believe, for at least those who can benefit from it.
With Haney Malik, a wealth management advisor at Professionals Financial, I guess, from what you're hearing and your observations, Haney, a lot of people were, I guess, forced to dip into their savings, maybe, or tempted to. For a lot of people, it was a necessity. What would your advice be for people finding themselves in those situations?
Okay, so you're correct. Some people have been going through their savings to be able to ride out this pandemic, yeah, and assume the cost of living on at least the essentials. So it is important to make sure to avoid a certain things. For example, if you don't have if you have a little extra, try to keep up on paying down your debt if you're capable. I know there are some programs like the mortgage deferral that you can take advantage of, knowing that, you know, the interest will be due and will be added up afterwards on your mortgage. So you have to discuss it with your financial institution in detail to make sure what is added up at the end of it. But that's one of the programs. Same thing on car loans as well. But I would try to, if it's possible, to, you know, not put on hold the payments on those debts. Because you might be digging a hole that you're going to have a lot of difficulty digging out of after the pandemic. Some insurance premiums, you know, I recommend not to put them on hold as well, because you might get the contract in default, or the premiums might change, or the terms could change. And also, if you have to go through the savings, which might have happened, that's why budgeting for an emergency fund is important. We always recommend to have 3 to 6 months of the cost of living in a savings account that you don't touch, that you keep on side for those kind of emergencies. After that, if you went through that account, what I would recommend is for people to go, you know, through a non-registered account of, in savings, like a taxable account for the savings, or the TFSA, but try not to go through the RSPs if you can afford not to, because this is a double whammy to the stomach. You actually, you know, take money out from your RSP, you get taxed on it, and you lose the benefit of having tax deferred on your investment for the long run. So you're hitting your retirement goals, and you're getting more income taxable for just to be able to cover your cost of living during a pandemic. So I wouldn't recommend going through the RSPs if possible. Mm-hmm.
Haney, I was talking to a couple of coworkers recently about the fact that, you know, we were lucky enough to still have our jobs and still have an income. And because we were, you know, in lockdown, not doing much, not much was open, we were spending less money. And both of them said they took advantage of that situation to help pay off the opportunity to pay down their credit cards.
Exactly. I feel you. Myself, less expenses, didn't have the daycare to pay or anything at school to pay. You know, it's a big difference on a family cash flow and on budget. And what I would recommend is that is correct, to pay down the credit cards if possible. If you have some extra money, pay off what is high interest credit cards or
sure.
Loans, anything like that. And after that, on the other side, you have, you know, always two sides of the coin. On the other side, you have people who want to pay off from loans that are at 0.5%, 1%. Let's talk about car loans, for example. A lot of people want to say, you know, I have extra cash, why don't I pay my car faster? Well, it's all a question of, you know, interest rates. If you're getting more return on your investment, especially in tax-deferred accounts, I recommend to go and invest that extra money instead of paying off debt that has a low interest rate on it. But the high interest rate debt, for sure, you're better off paying it off. Because 19% on the markets right now, I like to see someone getting those kind of returns right now.
Haney, one last thing: is there any advice you can give the listeners right now in terms of preparing financially for a possible second wave and another lockdown?
The advice is if you're able to, for those who are able to save some money because they had less expenses, I would recommend to put some money aside to get that emergency fund back in order to make sure that if anything ever happens, you know, economy-wise or more job cuts, you know, you're prepared on that end. And I would also recommend for people to, you know, there are different resources, especially on Canada.ca. You have some different budget sheets that are available. It is important to know, because I know it's not fun to make a budget. Not everybody wants to do that on a weekend, but I think these days, we've learned the hard way that it is important to have funds aside for an emergency. And I would recommend to people to sit down and have a look at their monthly income versus their spending habits, put up a budget in place. And what I would recommend as well is to involve the family. It shouldn't be, if you have someone in your life, a special someone, it shouldn't be the task of one person alone to do the budget. Mm. I recommend to do it with the spouse or with the children if they're old enough to understand. This way they can realize what a budget is, how difficult it is. You know, it is difficult. It's a lot of work to get that $1 on a paycheck, and it can go so easily on some spending and some expenses whether they're essential or not. So they realize, you know, the value of money, and they understand how to balance the budget.
Good point, yeah.
And I think it's a good education for them as well in the long run, because that's the basic for everything else. As soon as you get with your financial advisor or financial planner, that's what I do with my clients. We go through the budget, it's the building block, and then you build up around that a holistic financial plan that is through accumulation and retirement on the long run.
Amy Malik, Wealth Management Advisor at Professionals Financial. Mr. Malik, thank you so much for your time.
Thank you very much for the opportunity, and I hope that I will be able to help your listeners to get some clear view for the time.